Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Commission will be using money from a contingency fund to provide assistance to four local nonprofits that have experienced unexpected decreases in grant funding. The News Record reports that Yes House, Climb Wyoming, the Council of Community Services, and Personal Frontiers applied for over $150,000 in grants, but the state only gave the county $91,000 in temporary assistance for needy family funds, federal dollars distributed by the state. The county will make up the difference. Campbell County has been allotted doses of COVID-19 vaccines for kids 6 months of age to 5 years old. Around 300 doses have been earmarked. Campbell County Public Health is in the process of ordering the vaccinations. Public Health expects to start vaccinating with the Moderna vaccine, which only requires 2 doses, on the 22nd. To schedule an appointment, one must simply call the health department. Last week, a team of bus drivers from Gillette competed in the bus rodeo in Casper, and out of 10 competitors sent from the Campbell County School District, one placed near the top of the field. Timory Javier placed second in the transit or 84-passenger bus division. Drivers had to complete a rigorous obstacle course and a 50-question exam that tested the driver's knowledge of bus driving rules of the road. Javier's second-place plaque now hangs in a place of honor in the bus barn, and Javier said it was a team win. The Gillette Cemetery District is hosting its 5th annual sculpture walk this weekend and will be unveiling 8 new sculptures. Mount Pisgah Cemetery now has 28 sculptures on its grounds. All of the cemeteries in the area are slated to have sculptures placed in the future. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.